Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it.
So I want to fast forward to something that happened last week while the current president, Joe Biden, was abroad. And I'm not comparing the behavior and saying they're similar, the behaviors of Joe Biden and Donald Trump and saying they're similar and how they treat the press is the same. So people don't tweet at me. But I think it's an interesting incident to discuss in the context of what you and I have been conversing about. So one of your colleagues in the world of journalism, Caitlin Collins, CNN, asks a question to the president about Vladimir Putin.
Why are you so confident he'll change his behavior, Mr. President?
I'm not confident of anything. I'm just stating the fact.
Do you have an impression of that interaction and whether it was appropriate or not?
I wouldn't comment on it because I feel like it's the same way that I didn't want to talk about when I had interactions with President Trump right after them.
Well, let me ask you this question. Joe Biden apologized, like not more than a half an hour later or so. Mm-hmm. He then talks about the nature of your business. So Joe Biden has been a politician his whole life. You've been a journalist your whole life. And he says, quote, look, to be a good reporter, you've got to be negative. You've got to have a negative view of life, okay? It seems to me the way you never ask a positive question, which is a little reminiscent of the way Donald Trump talked about it, as we discussed earlier. And he says, the thing that amazes me about the questions, and I apologize for having been short about this before, I think if you're in my position, would you just say, well, I don't think anything's going to happen. Man, I think it's going to really be tough. It's going to really be bad. What Joe Biden seems to be saying is, when he made a positive statement about the possibility that Putin will change his ways, and Caitlin Collins asks a question saying, why on earth would you think that? Joe Biden seems to be confessing that, yeah, I think, this is my view, my interpretation, yeah, because politicians can't come out and say, Putin's never going to change, it's always going to be terrible, we're never going to make any progress, we're never going to get out of the coronavirus, unemployment is never going to get better, that politicians need to be speaking positively about something. And he's, I think, making the point that when journalists try to sort of, you know, gotcha with their questions about being overly optimistic, that doesn't help anybody. Do you have any reaction to that view?
To me, it's not appropriate for me, I think, as a journalist, to comment on whether or not I think another journalist.
No, I'm asking you to comment on Biden. On Biden, like, what do you make of Biden's worldview there? Because you don't hear politicians say that so often, like sort of pull back the curtain and say, listen, what the hell do you want me to say? Of course I'm going to be saying, you know, of course a politician is going to be saying things that are optimistic because that's what we do. Is that okay or not?
So I'll say, I mean, because I feel like I think what he was saying to me is still a bit, I'm not sure I'm completely clear about what I would be commenting on. What I can say is this. I think that the relationship is always going to be, I think, contentious between the press and politics. It's been that way for me ever since I was covering local county boards or local politicians in Long Island, New Jersey, or Long Island, New York for Newsday. I think that the interactions are always going to be reporters trying to press for more, trying to figure out what's going on, really get at what's happening and kind of what's influencing power in politics. And politicians are going to be pushing back. I think that that is the natural relationship. I think it's why we're both in the Constitution. And I think that that's just the way things are. I think that we've obviously seen kind of it hit really nasty levels with the last president, personally attacking reporters, personally saying that I think personally going after who they are. I still remember John Carl when he said, you know, you're never going to be a kind of first rate reporter when he was the chief White House correspondent of ABC, right?
Yeah.
So I think that there's a level of respectability that needs to be achieved. But I think the relationship's contentious. I mean, I think that that's the way our founders.
It's supposed to be. You're saying it's supposed to be.
I think that that's the way it's supposed to be.
I wonder if you could talk for a minute or two about some of the documentary work that you've done. that I know you care about a lot.
Yeah, so I love documentaries. My first documentary that I'm still working on is about a man who was imprisoned wrongly, an innocent man who was imprisoned wrongly for about 24 years. And I think for me, documentary work is my life's passion in some real ways, because you can really dig in and get to know people and illuminate people and really translate the lived experience in a way that feels fulfilling. So I'm really excited to be working with PBS because there's all this opportunity to continue to do that kind of work. I remember long before I came to PBS, I was always in love with Frontline. I was always in love with the work of PBS. And even at NewsHour, the way that we are able to tell stories, even in 7 minutes, feels like mini documentaries sometimes, because we get so much time to really explain to people what's going on, whether it's about the coronavirus or it's about trips that immigrants take at the border, or whether it's about women, Black women dying of breast cancer at higher rates, or a number of other things. I just got 11 minutes to tell a story about what's going on in Haiti and the human rights crisis there and the gangs and the rise in kidnappings. 11 minutes is in broadcast news a mini documentary. So yeah. I'm loving the idea that I can tell those stories and that Washington Week will allow me to expand that.
Thank you again for becoming a Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday and stay tuned every Thursday.